Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Text number 25. Budhir Jagaranam Swapna Sushuptir Iti Ritaya Ta Yenaivanu Buyante. So Adyaksha Purusha Para Budhir Jagaranam Swapna Sushuptir Iti Vritaya Tayenaivanu Buyante. Sodhyaksha Purushakparaha Budhir Jagaranam Swapna Sushuptir Iti Vritayaha Sa Ta Yenaivanu Buyante Sodhyaksha Purushaparaha. Buddhe, of the intelligence, Jagaranam, the waking or active state of the gross senses, Swapna, dreaming, the activities of the senses without the gross body, Sushupti, deep sleep or a cessation of all activities. Although the living entity is the seer. Iti, thus. Ritaya, the various transactions. Ta, they. Yena, by whom. Eva, indeed. Anubhuyante, are perceived. Saha, that. Adyaksha, overseer, who is different from the activities. Purusha, the enjoyer. Para, transcendental. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Intelligence can be perceived in three states of activity: wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. The person who perceives these three is to be considered the original master, the ruler, the supreme personality of Godhead. Purport. Without intelligence, one cannot understand the direct activities of the senses, nor can he understand dreaming or the cessation of all gross and subtle activities. The seer and controller is the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme soul, by whose direction the individual soul can understand when he is awake, when he is sleeping, when he is completely in trance. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord says, Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matak smritir jnanam aponam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and for me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The living entities are completely absorbed in the three states of wakefulness, dreaming and deep sleep through their intelligence. This intelligence is supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who accompanies the individual soul as a friend. Srila Madhvacharya says that the living entity is sometimes described as sattva buddhi when his intelligence acts directly to perceive pains and pleasures above activities. There is a dreaming state in which understanding comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Matak Smritir Jnanam Aponam Cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, is the Supreme Controller, and under His direction, living entities are sub-controllers. One must understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead with one's intelligence. Pudir jagaranam swapna sushuptir iti vritaya tayena ivanu bhuyante sodhyaksha purusha paraha. Intelligence can be perceived in the three states of activity, wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. The person who perceives these three is to be considered the original master, the ruler, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agat Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tiramane Namaste Sarasutam Deve Gauravani Pajarane Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Paskatya De Satarne. In this verse, it explains about the relationship between the super soul and the living entity. That is, Krishna, as the super soul, who's in everyone's heart, is eternally guiding the living entity in the material world by supplying him intelligence. As it says here, Savasya Chaham Ridi Sannivishto Madak Smritir Gyanam Aponam Cha. That Krishna is in everyone's heart, and from him, whatever remembrance we have, whatever knowledge we have, and whatever we fail to see properly or cannot remember, this is all due to Krishna's mercy. Of course, the living entity has his part to play, and that the living entity has the capacity to desire. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Nadate kasyachit papam, na papam sukritam vibhu. Agyane navritam gyanam, yena bhuyanti jantava. Nor is the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. The embodied beings, however, are bewildered due to the nescience which covers their real knowledge. Therefore, it is our attachment to nescience which is the cause of Krishna having to supply us less intelligence or distorted intelligence. It is not that Krishna wants us to be in the material world, but because we are attached to ignorance since time immemorial, and ignorance principally means sense gratification, because we are hankering for sense gratification or lamenting over our inability to achieve sense gratification, therefore Krishna is giving us so much intelligence how to remain in ignorance. But if the living entity, by superior knowledge, hearing from superior sources, understands his real identity as a spiritual being and hankers for spiritual life, then Krishna gives him intelligence by which he can understand his real identity and real position and how to act. It is said, Naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyata tatvavit pashan srivan srishan jikran ashnanga chan supan swasan. Prajapan vishijan grinan umijan umishani mushanapi indriyandriyarteshu vartanta iti daryan. That a person who is in the divine consciousness, although he's engaged in so many different types of activities like seeing and sleeping, opening and closing his eyes, he always knows that he actually does nothing at all. Because while engaged in speaking and evacuating, receiving, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. So, this we have to understand, that we are not the ultimate or only doer of our activities. That we ourselves are sitting within this body, as Krishna says, Yantra Rudani Maya, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Rideshe Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudani Maya. Just like one is situated on a high speed car running, but one is not actually moving. The car is moving, and because one is situated on the car, one is also moving along with the car. So similarly, we ourselves, we are of a different nature than this material energy. Therefore, there's no question of material activities for the soul. But because we have consciousness, therefore, we are suffering and enjoying the results of different bodily activities. Because our consciousness pervades this body, just like the sunlight pervades the universe, therefore we suffer and enjoy according to the status or condition of our present material body and mind. But we can get out of this material entanglement simply by desiring to do so. Unfortunately, very few people desire to get out of the material entanglement. Instead, people are making plans how to become more and more entangled, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Anyone who tries to get out of the entanglement, then he's kidnapped sometimes and tortured. Why are you trying to get out of this world? Why are you disappointing your parents? Your parents will be so unhappy to see you happy. You should stay here and suffer with everyone else. That way they'll become satisfied. Misery loves company. Therefore, in this age especially, anyone who begins to desire to get out of the material world, everyone becomes very disturbed by such a desire. But this is the price. Tatra loyam mulyam ekalam. Simply to learn how to desire. Therefore, Krishna, he's coming and he's showing his transcendental pastimes in his transcendental roadshow and his different incarnations. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhaviti bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shri jamyaha. So many times Krishna's coming. Recently, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, showed what is like the Sankirtan movement. So blissful, dancing in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they're all floating in ecstasy. And they're dancing, chanting in pure love for God. And when they get a little tired, then they have a big feast. So this is the tapasya for this age. So not very difficult tapasya. Of course, people think, oh, this is great tapasya. These poor members of the Hare Krishna movement, they're suffering so much, deprived of the wonderful things like watching television, and going to McDonald's hamburger, eating some dead animal, who knows what part of it, and watching other people on television doing the same abominable things. So people are thinking they're being deprived. All they're doing is floating in ecstasy and eating wonderful prasadam, and chanting out of pure love. How horrible. So this is called demons. This is what the demons think like. They tell the children, don't accept prasadam from some strange looking person on the street. Your hair may fall out. Yeah, that's right, Mommy. I saw that guy, he offered me some prasadam. His hair fell out too. It must be true. So this is, Prabhupada said that there is, the demons, this is their business, decrying Krishna and making propaganda, trying to stop the propagation of God consciousness around the world. This is their whole science. But fortunately, Srila Prabhupada, he came to the Western world, 1965, in order to distribute the actual science of Krishna consciousness. What Krishna is trying to give the conditioned soul from within the heart as Paramatma, as the Vidrasta Namanta Cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshvara Paramatniti Chapyuto Dehesmin Purushapara. So Krishna is in the heart. He has so many powers. It is said, Upadrasta Namanta Cha. He is the overseer. He's overseeing the entire creation. Not a blade of grass is moving without his sanction. He is the controller, the enjoyer, the permitter. He has so many powers, but he cannot force the conditioned soul to take to Krishna consciousness. Instead, he's sitting there supplying all the different illusions that the living entities desire, gross and subtle. But Krishna, from without, he comes as the incarnation or as the representative, the Son of God, and he tries to convince the wayward spirit souls to give up this attachment to sense gratification, Give up this attachment to mental speculation and accept or become attached to the real position as Krishna's servant. So Prabhupada came and there were very wonderful prayers that he wrote on aboard the Jaladuta when he was in front of the Boston Harbor, expressing how it will be possible that all these souls who are so addicted to the modes of ignorance and passion, so addicted that I remember when I was in Austin, also in Dallas, I used to visit regularly, the original Gurukuls that they had there. So the students there, the temple didn't have so much money, they used to eat off wax paper. And the photographers came from some program called 60 Minutes, and they photographed the devotees, the children, eating off of wax paper. And it became a national scandal. One infamous deprogrammer, he used to say that I treat my dog better than they treat their children. He said, at least my dog, I give him a nice bowl to eat off of. But there are children that eat it off of wax paper. Therefore, it's very difficult for the conditioned soul to understand what is the value of this Krishna consciousness movement. As a matter of fact, everything they see within the Krishna consciousness movement is a threat to their lifestyle. That, in other words, if simplicity and cleanliness and God consciousness are the standard behaviors of a human being, then there are activities of illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. They're all sinful. But as Prabhupada used to say, that they take these as the prime necessities of life. They take this as the very foundation, the very pillars that society, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And pursuit of happiness means to eat as much Kentucky Fried Chicken as you can eat, swallow a bunch of wine so you can digest it, and then go to McDonald's for a feast. They think that this is life, liberty. Liberty is, I can choose between channel 2 and 4. And the pursuit of happiness means I can do any kind of abominable activity and I can brag about it to my friends. Therefore Prabhupada came, and of course his message was, he was thinking, how will they receive my message? Chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, give up these activities. How will they ever receive it? But he was thinking that that if they can see, simply, Prabhupada, for instance, he was saying, if Krishna, if he makes my words transcendently potent, then they can actually enter into the hearts of the conditioned souls and purify them. So Prabhupada was praying to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna, because Krishna is such an expert mystic that he can empower his devotee in such a way as to convince the devotee, that person, or the persons he's preaching to take up Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada's life is a perfect example of that. As we can see, he started out in the Bowery of New York, for those who are fortunate enough to never have been there. They cannot, of course, Amsterdam is a good expansion, parts of it. I remember I used to go down to 20, I remember I went down to 26th Second Avenue, and when they moved to 61st Second Avenue, I used to go and visit, because I was going to the University of Buffalo. So although I grew up in New York, I was terrified going to the temple there, 26th Second Avenue, because it was such a horrible place. that is described how all these, even at 26th Second Avenue, I had to walk through a place, and it was all dirty, and so many bums were there, and so many people were always panhandling, and it was just a completely mad place. So many people are on different types of drugs. You can see who was on LSD, who was on methane, who was on heroin. It was like a zoo. The only difference is that the zoo, the animals were behind the bars. And here, the animals were in front of the bars. Or in the bars, or they were all at some kind of bar. But somehow or another, Prabhupada was able to change the hearts of so many of these personalities from different species of life beyond the 8,400,000 and change them into devotees. I remember some of my friends who joined with me. Of course, most of them are quite exalted personalities right now within our society. But some of them, I remember my roommate, he joined with me also. And considering, I mean, Prabhupada was rather merciful to the personality. How he could attract such people is beyond human reasoning. It is due to, undoubtedly, because of his full surrender to his spiritual master. Therefore, he was fully gifted with all divine potencies. So he's able to inject spiritual intelligence into the hearts of persons who had no desire at all for any other type of intelligence other than eating and sleeping, mating and defending. As we can learn, when Prabhupada was first at 26th Second Avenue, so many personalities used to visit. And in the Leelamrita, Srila Satsarupa Maharaj has given them the names of Raphael and others, who were simply in the storefront smoking marijuana and having some kind of conference with their girlfriends. So, somehow or another, Prabhupada was able to tolerate these things, and at least amongst them, gradually, persons became devotees. Even Raphael, as is pointed out, although he was not very regulated or strict, as a matter of fact, he'd go out, and he'd, who knows what he was doing outside. He'd just sleep in the storefront in the evening. He'd come regularly, exactly the time of prasadam, and then leave right after prasadam. He was quite regulated in that way. But still, when people would come to the storefront, he'd preach to them, according to his understanding. And that way, he rendered some service, and some of the people stayed and became devotees. So Prabhupada was so expert. Of course, later on, I believe it was Raphael, he came back. He told Prabhupada, I'm a fighter. I need real air. I have to breathe real air. So Prabhupada said, then go do it. So he ran off to the mountain somewhere and never came back. So Prabhupada knew how much to engage someone and how much to encourage them to engage somewhere else. Somehow or another, Prabhupada was so expert. So in Prabhupada's discussions for the appearance and disappearance days of his spiritual master, he used to point out that what's called the Avir Bhava means the appearance day of the spiritual master, his manifestation. And the Tiro Bhava, or the disappearance day of the spiritual master, that these things are actually non-different. That the spiritual master, when he appears one place, that means he's disappearing from someplace else. And when he disappears, his Tiro Bhava, that means he's simply carrying on his lila, his pastimes of preaching, in some other place. Therefore, Prabhupada used to point out that there's no need to lament over the disappearance of a great personality such as Srila Prabhupada. because his disappearance in one place means that he'll be appearing someplace else, and because the spiritual master is transcendental, therefore he actually never leaves. For those who take shelter of his instructions, therefore he's eternally present with them. As it is pointed out by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, about Haridas Thakur, he wrote that he reasons ill who thinks that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living still in sound, that Vaishnavas die to live, and living spread the holy name around. So Prabhupada is still present. He's especially present in the form of his disciples and grand disciples who are carrying out his mission, or the mission of the disciple succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to spread Krishna consciousness around the world. That as much as the disciples and grand disciples take this seriously to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to that extent Prabhupada actually manifests his presence. Just like in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one devotee, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to appear in different ways, in his form of sakshat directly, or avirbhav in different manifestations. So he had one form where he was Nrisinghananda Brahmachari, that was his, or Nakula Brahmachari, same person. But he was directly manifested through him. And Shivananda Sain, he wanted to test him, so he came there to find out if he was actually the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's potency. So he was thinking that, I have a Gopal mantra, if this person, he knows what my mantra is, then I'll take him as Krishna's representative, as the manifestation of Krishna's potency. So he cried out that, Shivananda Sain, you should come here, I know your Gopal mantra. So he's quite impressed, and he offered obeisances to Nrisinghananda Brahmachari, Nakula Brahmachari. So the idea is that as much as we actually surrender to Prabhupada's mission, to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to that extent Prabhupada will appear within us and manifest the potencies that he received from his spiritual master. And in this way, our ability to spread Krishna consciousness will increase by the mercy of the disciple succession. For ourselves, we have no potency to do anything except for nonsense. But if one takes shelter of the disciple succession, then one will receive the potency, the intelligence. The intelligence so one will know how, for instance, exactly what to say and do to distribute a book, to deliver Prabhupada in the form of his books to another conditioned soul, or to convince someone to surrender their life or their wealth, or to engage somehow or another in Krishna's service. Krishna will supply that intelligence, how to become attractive, how to become influential, so that persons will voluntarily take to Krishna consciousness and do something meaningful in their lives. So this is the intelligence Krishna wants to supply to everyone, the intelligence how to become an instrument in his service, something that Prabhupada expertly manifested. Therefore, if we read Prabhupada's life and we try to see how he instructed, how he worked, how he served Krishna, and then try to follow in his footsteps, then our lives will become perfect also. So, stop there. Would you like to make some comments, Maharaj? What do they call that? Method. What do they call that drug? Methadry. They would have been better off on methane. Their misery would have been cut shorter. I'm sure a few of them were on methane. This is the last attempt. Oh, I knew persons they'd take anything. As long as you could smoke it or inhale it or eat it, they'd take it, see what it was like. Anything else? Any questions? So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hirabhavde Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ahotsava Mahahotsava Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Day Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol. Namaste Prabhupada Ki Jai.